Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack and USDA have announced the final 2009 crop countercyclical payment to farmers, those that are enrolled in the direct and countercyclical program for cotton and peanuts. The Food Conservation and Energy Act of 2008 requires that the countercyclical payments be made as soon as practical after the end of the marketing year, but no sooner than October the 1st. Countercyclical payments are administered by the Farm Service Agency. They announced on October the 4th that the final countercyclical rate for peanuts is $25 per ton. Producers who accepted a partial payment in March of $9.20 a ton now will receive $15.80 per ton. The average price last year for peanuts, $434, and that is below the target price, so farmers will be eligible for a countercyclical payment. The final countercyclical payment for cotton is 1.68 cents per pound. Producers who accepted a partial payment of $1.03 per pound in March will receive 0.65 cents per pound, or the difference between the final rate and the partial payment. The 2009 marketing average price for upland cotton was 62.9 cents. For each commodity, the countercyclical payment for each crop year equals 85% of the farm's base acreage. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.